Fantasy football is a game fans play where they build a team and use real player stats to get points and sometimes even prizes. That's fantasy. The reality of a growing list of NFL players is that they're unable to keep their aggressions on the field. It seems like almost every other day that the player is charged or arrested for committing a violent act against an innocent person, often someone in their own family. Added to this dangerous situation is how in many ways the NFL and even fans are serving as not just supporters but enablers for these criminals. Here to discuss all this is a psychiatric expert, Emmy Award winner, and author whose books include Bad Boys and Coping with Terrorism, Dr. Carol Lieberman. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning, Chris.
And Doctor's link and a website, drcarolwithane.com. Of course, we have that over at our website as well. And let's focus primarily on the two stories that we know the most about right now, Adrian Peterson and Ray Rice. Starting with Ray Rice, because domestic violence is something we've talked about often here on the show, and Ray also was arrested in New Jersey and played for Rutgers before the Ravens. A lot of people are making, among the many excuses Ray Rice is getting, was this was a one-time deal. And I look at that, again, inside knowledge from all the people I've had the opportunity to talk with. Violence doesn't get to that level on the first time. That's to me, appeared in both those videos like this was a track he had been running on for a long time.
Absolutely. I mean, it was so violent, and he seemed to be so nonchalant about it. The way that he left his fiancée on the floor, you know, once the elevator opened and she spilled out, he didn't even care about taking care of her then. It wasn't like, oops, oh, my God, what did I do? It's like just treating her like trash.
And there's more than one person who has told me directly, and I've heard it in other places too, from Rutgers University. Apparently Rice had an incident in his sophomore year with a woman, and the Rutgers University managed to keep that off the radar screen.
Well, you know, men who are abusive towards women, it starts out in childhood. It starts out with their relationship to their mother. Typically, their mother has been absent, either physically not there or emotionally not there, or have done something to them that has made them enraged. And so it's it's inbred in a sense. They grow up with this for years before they become old enough to actually inflict that kind of violence. I think that what intrigues me the most about the Ray Rice situation is that how it started. You know, how the video starts,
right,
with her walking by. He seems to be standing in a hallway near the elevator, and she walks by, and seems to be texting. And it seems like it seems like she assumed that he was texting to a woman, and it seems like that is because she's experienced this before. And so she walks by and she slaps him. Now, you know, I know a lot of his protectors blame her for having slapped him, as if she deserves to have been pummeled because she slapped him. Now, I'm not advocating women slapping men, or certainly men not slapping women either, but nothing, that certainly didn't warrant the reaction, but it seems like he reacted so over the top because even though you don't really see anybody else in the video, it was like he didn't want her tarnishing his macho image. In other words, if someone could have been around and seen her slap him, that takes away all that he has been trying to create, you know, this macho football player. How dare I let a woman, I can't have people see me, let a woman slap me. But, you know, then they were in the elevator. It's not like anyone could see what was going on, well, or so he thought, could see what was going on in the elevator. So there was still no excuse for that, of course.
Well, the whole thing, too, with her giving the first shot, fine. As you said, she did what she did. But someone the size of Ray Rice, he could have just as easily restrained her, a bear hug or anything. He didn't have to, try to lower the temperature instead of escalating.
Yes, absolutely. And it is really sick that some people, have come to his defense. Including women. I mean, it really is, you know, of course, that's where you mentioned one of my books, Bad Boys. Women are attracted to bad boys, And there's a kind of sense of sort of a jalousie de femme, the jealousy that women have for someone who would be his fiancé or any of these players' fiancés or wives or girlfriends. They want to stick up for him. They'd rather be his girlfriend. That's the thing. When people come into the news and they've been violent, and yet you still have all these women. Well, look at O.J. I guess that's the best example.
Really? Then that's the thing, too. The defense for the perpetrator is, well, if it's so bad, why is she staying? And they don't understand the fact that in so many cases, these women are just excessively dependent on the benefactor. In many ways, I always refer to it as a kidnapping situation, and they call it the Stockholm Syndrome, where the hostage is just enamored by their captor if they get through one more day without any pain inflicted upon them.
I don't know that I would. I don't see it quite that way.
I mean, not to say there's one.
Because in some relationships, but like when it's a celebrity athlete, I mean, they have women, just like rock stars, they have groupies, they have women who are dying to get to be with them even for a night. I mean, you know, there are women who, and I know because I've treated them, or I've been, one of the things I do is I'm an expert witness, and I've been involved in cases where there are women who try to have sex with these athlete superstars, one just to, you know, to have a notch on their belt, so to speak, but also to try to get pregnant so that then they have a payout for the next 18 years.
Oh, yeah, and there's a reason why all the wives do go on the road with the teams, more so in baseball than other games. It's because they want to keep an eye on hubby and keep the star bleepers away from their husband. So that's a whole nother culture. That could be a whole different discussion as well.
But, yes, but also in terms of domestic violence, you know, women do stay they do keep hoping, I mean, assuming we're not having just a groupie, you know, they do keep hoping that their man, who is violent, will change. The man typically will beg forgiveness afterwards, buy roses or candy or do something, and the women want to believe, that he will change, and so they just keep deluding themselves. And also what happens is, you know, the battered woman syndrome, what happens is that the woman gets battered down, not just physically, but psychologically. And even though they may have lots of positive attributes, they think of themselves as worthless. You know, they think of themselves as Ray Rice's woman, you know, lying on the floor when he kicked her out of the elevator. That's how they feel, that they're just a discarded piece of trash.
Talking with Dr. Carol Lieberman, whose books include Bad Boys, Coping with Terrorism. Dr. Carol with an E on the end.com is her place on the web, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Let's move over to Adrian Peterson, because you made the analogy of some of the family tree roots that bring about the violence in the domestic situation. Adrian Peterson's excuse, for lack of a better phrase, is that, well, that's how his dad treated him, and that's how he treats, well, we're coming to a growing belief, more than one of his children.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my first response to that was, well, let's see, if a parent teaches proper behavior and cultivates maturity, there's no reason for a spanking or a switch.
Yes. You know, it is sad. I mean, there are still so many families, especially nowadays. You know, you'd think in a way that kind of certainly hitting a child with a tree branch, you know, that seems like something that would have been from years ago, that our society has evolved past that, and you wouldn't think that people still do that. But and to some degree we had, but at the same time, I think nowadays there is so much child abuse because I'm talking about, in particular, physical abuse, because, I mean, of course, there's a lot of sexual abuse going on also, but there's so much frustration going, not that that's an excuse, but there is so much frustration going on because of the economic situation of this country, because of fear, terrorism, and so on, all of these things that are putting pressures on parents and leaving them without the patience to think of better ways of disciplining their kids. I am not at all excusing any parent. I'm saying that I'm actually saying that it's good that this came out, that it was somebody who was famous and who made headlines and who is being seriously punished by the NFL, because that's, for a lot of parents who are doing this right now, you know, maybe not with a tree branch, but with their hands or something, a shoe, it wakes them up to think, oh, you mean really? I'm not supposed to be doing this? Like, duh. But still, people need that kind of wake-up call, you know, to know that they shouldn't be doing that kind of, that's not discipline. Child abuse is something that you do impulsively, and for your own parent, for your own gratification, for your own benefit, you know, it helps a parent, or at the time, parents are just lashing out because they're angry. Actually, it has to do with self-loathing. The parent is really angry at themselves, and they take it out on their offspring, a part of themselves.
Just to wrap things up, and you sort of alluded to what I was going to go with here, with people in the spotlight, like a Ray Rice, like Adrian Peterson, and, you know, albeit to the extreme, but like an O.J. Simpson, when these people commit their criminal acts, how much does that become enabling for the person on the street to say, well, they can get through it and get by with it, really not see any serious punishment? Peterson isn't going to lose any money. He's going to lose some time on playing a game, but he's still going to get his million-dollar paycheck.
So, well, yeah, you know, I mean, he did lose a lot of sponsors. Like, he lost Nike, and that was great. You know, the sponsors are pulling out. But, yes, I think that the fact that these players can still get paid, even though they're banned from the games for X amount of time, I don't think that they should be getting paid either. Yes, it does kind of convey a mixed message.
Her books include Bad Boys, Coping with Terrorism. She, when it comes down to the brass tacks of gaining an understanding of what is the insane, well, that's what Dr. Carol Lieberman is all about, through her work, through testimony, through her many media appearances. You can see everything that she is up to, learn from her through the information that she provides as well on her website, drcarol.com. That's Carol with an E at the end. And Dr. Carol Lieberman, thanks so much for offering your insight this morning on what is very troubling situations, and hopefully people will come the better of it when it's all said and done. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.